Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm on the wrong page. I know.
I had the thing where the frog was in my throat during my update again. Hey, kids.
I don't know why I play. I'm on the complete wrong page.
If you got allergies, guys, the grass and the tree pollen, 100% today. It's going to hit you right in the nose when you leave. What is going on again?
I played the wrong thing. I don't know. I don't know how this happened. My brain just didn't think.
You know what? I like this much, much better than our intro.
I do too.
Like, I feel like we're partying at the Moon Tower and Dazed and Confused. We're all pulling up.
Stranglehold.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Good morning, everybody. Kind of a weird, wacky Friday. The tree pollen's 100. Horvat might be dying.
I think I might die today from it.
The post-game show is happening now, I guess.
Brewers,
play of the game. Let's go with Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns was good today.
Yesterday. His plays, yeah. Travis Shaw, 3 hits. Keston Hira finally got his first hit of the season. That was fun, but he's lost out there. And the Brewers, once again, waste another great performance from Corbin Burns, who you got to feel for right now. He's getting the Jake DeGrom treatment, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
Where you pitch a gem, and then you get no run support. Man, I'm going to be honest. I would have sent Corbin Burns back out there, probably.
Yeah, so there's a reoccurring theme here in the start to the Brewers season. One is that the pitchers are amazing. The starting pitching has been very good. Freddie Peralta was good. Brandon Woodruff's been good. Corbin Burns times two has been good. The Brewers have a losing record to show for it. And just like the other night with Woodruff, and we'll get to the, it was a bad day of watching sports. Bucks lose a game that they're in, and then they just fall apart.
Rory's dead.
Rory had a bad day. Did you have Rory? Is that why you bring him up?
No. I like Rory. I'm rooting for him to eventually, I like one of all the top guys in contention, especially with Tiger not playing this weekend. So, no, I don't. He hasn't looked very good lately. I'm kind of worried about Rory.
One of my FanDuel DraftKings guys is Abraham Answer, who 5 hours after his round was done, the Masters said, oh, your club touched the sand.
That's ridiculous.
Plus two. So that sucks. And the Brewers lost, the Bucks lost. So it was a day where you really got invested in sports. And at least for our two teams, you know, however you feel about the Masters and other stuff, at least for our two teams, they had games that they were right in it, and then they both got away from them. So we'll get into the Bucks in a little bit. We do want to start with the Brewers. And with Corbin Burns, it was a similar thing to Brandon Woodruff the other day. Brandon Woodruff was pitching so well the other day, and then the Brewers took him out. And he had the no-hitter going, then he gives up the hit, and then through seven, Brandon Woodruff is through seven, but he only threw some 74 pitches. Less pitches than he had thrown on opening day. And you think, well, 74 pitches, I mean, get him back out there. And one thing that you're going to see is you're going to see these managers And you're going to see these teams be very cautious about their starting pitching, about all pitching. Hell yeah, all pitching, because of the season going from 60 games to 162. We may think, oh, you know, whatever, they've pitched long seasons before. But managers are going to be very, very cautious about this, and they don't want their guys to get hurt now when it's going to affect them later. But with Woodruff the other day, it wasn't a pitch count issue. He said he was just out of gas. And with Corbin Burns yesterday, because they pull him, and he only had, what was his total, 80-some pitches? He only had 80-some pitches,
yeah.
And he said that wasn't a pitch count issue either. He had lost his legs under him.
That wasn't a pitch count thing today. When I went out for the sixth, everyone probably saw it. I was just wasn't able to get my legs. We just don't have the legs underneath us yet. Woody kind of the same thing. It's something that as the season goes along, that's kind of what you get is, you know, you start to get your legs underneath you and you're able to go deeper in the game. So today came out and you know, had 3-0 to Edmund, then 2-0 there to Carpenter. Just weren't able to stay in the legs there in the sixth inning.
So the problem with Burns coming out was then Drew Rasmussen, there was issues there, and Daniel Robertson had a bad play at second, and then who else came in to that game yesterday? Was it Yardley was in?
Yardley was in yesterday.
He was in when Robertson made the bad play, then Drew Rasmussen comes in.
You, and I said, this guy.
And I said, no, we're going to get out of it, and then.
You jinxed it.
We didn't. Craig Counsell said we got to play the long game with these guys. These pitchers, you're going to see outings where it's like Woodruff, 70-some pitches, Burns, 86 pitches, keep him back out there.
Yeah.
But we got to play the long game.
You know, we're at game 7 of 162 of possibly 30 more starts. And we can't get behind now, you know, and this is just not the time to push. You know, the same goes for the guys in the bullpen. And, you know, we can't push them right now. There's a couple of guys that have thrown the ball well that have, you know, pitched a bunch too. So this is what we have to do. We have to play the long game here. Every baseball season requires that. And this probably as much as any. We're pitching really well and we're going to score more. I'm excited that our pitching's off to this start. This is what we hoped for. This is what we thought we could do on the mound. To know that we're doing it right off the bat is really exciting.
So Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff both have good outings. The Brewers do get the win behind Woodruff, but unable to do it with Burns. And now it does look like Burns is going to be, you mentioned Jake DeGrom last year. He's going to be one of these guys that has an ERA of like 1.05. But he still is on the mound, and his team loses all of those 20 games. So that is going to be an issue with the Brewers going forward. I think, you know, it's early. It's early at this point, 3-4, but you're seeing the struggles with the offense that you've seen forever with the offense. And I think, Horvath, that's what has people upset. You got to understand with the pitching, yeah, I don't like when guys get lifted like this, but Woody the other day, unless they're just saying the right things, Woody was out of gas. Burns, same thing. But when you pull these guys, I mean, you need more than one run. If you're going to get a pitching performance like this, can we get more than one run at least?
Especially against the Cardinals, you know, and in that lineup that they got right now. You need, obviously, right. You get a performance like that. You get an outing like that from Burns. You get an outing like that from Woodruff. You got to score 4 or 5 runs minimum. Minimum. And that's the only problem with the Brewers is that, you know, I love what they did on paper this offseason, but everything they did was kind of to fix this team defensively. And I'm not saying like Jackie Bradley Jr. can't hit or Colton Wong can't hit, but those moves were more, you know, for what they do defensively. And they were the third worst hitting team in the National League last year. Again, it was a 60-game fake season, but still, they couldn't get any hits. They couldn't score any runs. And so, I understand why people would be freaking out. The pitching's there. The starting pitching, I feel pretty good about the bullpen. But you're just not getting enough run support. And, I mean, That's the thing with the Mets every single year. They're like the dark horse to come out of the National League, and they're going to be a wild card contender. They're probably going to win the division. But then the problem is they get the pitching, and then they never get the run support. So we just don't want to be that team.
414-799-1250. John is in Franklin. John, hit me. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
It's just a weird, wacky Friday, man. It just is.
Can we ever beat the Mavericks, ever?
No.
It's just so sickening. I mean, I actually, on your falling asleep little diatribe yesterday, I mean, I'm with you all the way with the falling asleep thing. I mean, the West Coast game, I mean, and in my defense, I get up really, really early for work. But
well, between this West Coast trip and the national championship, and there were some 9 o'clock, Elite Eight games, it feels like I've been watching late night basketball for 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I am just exhausted from doing nothing but watch late night basketball.
Watching sports.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I had to text Bart and ask him why Burns was out of the game because I sat in the couch of death and I fell asleep from the fourth to the sixth inning, and I woke up and Eric Yardley was in the game and I was disgusted.
Yeah, it's comical, Ryan, because I got the left side of the couch is my is where I operate from. That's where I eat, handle the remote controls, yell at the dog, all that stuff. I handle all that. But as soon as I go to the right, it's nighty night.
Yep, same here.
But on the Brewers, I mean, this I'm not worried about. The only thing with Council I'm worried about is I think this is the season his hair is going to go gray, because I want you to run some tape on some of these pressers he's given early this season, and let's compare him against the ones, like 120 games down the road. I think this is the season where we're going to finally see maybe a little more emotion out of Craig during the presser, because I just fear there's going to be some fierce frustration with this lineup. How's the Vogelbot thing? How's that working out? The big bat off the bench, you're going to come in cold, and be the hero every night. That doesn't seem to be working out too well. First base is a disaster. My goodness. It was good to see Kane rise up because, I mean, he's been quiet for a long time. Great and steady in the outfield. Love the guy. So it was great to see him bust out against the Cubs. But here we go again with the Cardinals. And you never saw Arenado just like being just the thorn in our side all season. This is just the start of it. I think you'd almost be better off just walking this guy. This guy's just going to kill us. Just going to kill us. You've seen it coming a mile away. We've seen this film strip before from the Cardinals. This is how they operate. And anybody that picked the Brewers ahead of the Cardinals, even though we have some fantastic pitching at the top and back end of our top end of the pitching lineup and the back end of the bullpen, no question. But if you can't hit the ball, if you can't hit the ball, where are you going? And this, this isn't panic. I mean, look at the Reds. I mean, they're scoring 10 runs a game. And that was a team we were supposed to be finishing ahead of, which I didn't understand that either. Just because they lost one pitcher didn't change their lineup. And what's that kid's name? Castellanos or whatever?
It's a deep left drive. Him. Nick Castellanos, 4-1 Reds. God. I don't know if I'm going to be on this microphone ever again.
That guy is a hitter, man. I would have liked to see the Brewers bring that guy, and that guy's, geez.
And he wanted to fight Yadi Molina, so he's a winner in my book.
Right? But, it's early, but the pitching, my goodness. I mean, especially that, Fastball Freddy was good, too, but, I mean, the top two, I mean, holy smoke. These guys are going to be something to reckon with, but I just hope we can give them a little bit of run support because, I mean, how frustrating is it for these two when they go out there and throw gas, just throw sickness for, 80 pitches or whatever, and then the lineup just does nothing, for them. And Travis Shaw, so far so wrong. I hope he keeps on going. He's starting off really good. I hope he can keep it up. I hope I was completely wrong on him. I'll be positive about that.
Yeah, there's things to be positive about, but there's also a lot of, John, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the left side of the couch this weekend. There's things to be concerned about. You mentioned Corbin Burns, and they've got to be frustrated. he was asked that yesterday. We'll have his answer to, and maybe, again, they're just playing nice, but it's hard. It's hard to know why these pitchers are being lifted early. It's hard to accept why they're being lifted early when the results are what they are. We'll talk about that. 414-799-1250. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan.
We're going to need Rasmussen in. It's, you know, it's a right-handed inning, and we need him in those innings. Look, at early in the season, we've got to be careful with our pitching. I think that's a must. But at the same time, right-handed innings, you know, are the innings for Drew to succeed in at this point where he's at. And so we're going to need him in those innings. And those are innings that his stuff is built for.
It's great counsel afterwards. Brewers fall 3-1 to the Redbirds. That's the cool way to say Cardinals. Bucks lose to the Mavs, the cool way to say Mavericks. We'll talk about that, the lingering effects of Giannis being out.
Yanni!
I was watching some pregame video of him in Portland with that knee.
Are you concerned about
yes.
the knee? Yes. Hey, remember right before COVID hit?
Like, Giannis!
Was it the knee that was bothering Giannis?
Yeah.
Because remember the Bucks were playing like crap like way before the bubble even began on that little stretch. And, yeah, it was the knee. See, I always think just that's their way of saying, okay, this is load management. We only care about the playoffs. Or we're trying to rest him so he's healthy for the playoffs. But I don't know. See, I always just watch him on the bench. I feel like if it was a serious issue, that he wouldn't be so happy all the time. And he's still, like, I am on Giannis watch constantly, even when he's on the bench. And he's always, you know, laughing, having a good time. Sometimes, I don't know if you've ever seen this, sometimes he'll grab a camera and play photographer.
Oh, yeah, in the fourth quarter during the Pacers, the one team that the Bucks can just destroy at will anytime, ever, no matter the lineup is.
No, to be quite honest, though, that's like every team in the league against the Pacers. They're trash. They're trash, and then I never want the – you know who I never want to hear about ever again? If he's on the trade if he's on the if his name's getting floated around or, you know, he's on the trade what is wrong with me? The trade block. Jeez, I couldn't think of it. I never want to hear about Victor Oladipo ever again.
Did he get hurt last night?
Yes. And he's not good. Like, he's never going to be right. I'm not going to say, like, he's good. He's never going to be great. So we just need to stop talking about him. But, yeah, I mean, last night, you know, after the game, he was chopping it up with Luka a little bit. He seems to be doing fine in good spirits. So I feel like with him, you know, he lives for basketball, that if his knee was a serious issue, he'd be down in the dumps.
Talk more about that game, and we'll complain about Luka and how he always complains.
Yeah, he bitches a lot.
He should be so likable, but he's got to complain worse than you think LeBron complains. Anybody.
Even his teammates are just like, dude, shut up.
Luka's out of control.
Now,
so,
have you noticed, though, like a lot of the European players, they come over here, and they are like that, but I've never quite seen anybody complain like Luka. Except, like if you're MJ, Kobe, those guys would get after the officials like that, but they had been in the league and won championships. Luka's been in the league for 3 years and hasn't won squat.
Yeah, he needs to dial it down a little bit.
And I'm saying this as a fellow Slovenian.
Bucks lose to the Mavs. More on that in a couple of minutes. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us. 1250 AM The Fan. Brewers lose. All right, so Corbin Burnes is amazing, right? We know that. Between him and Woodruff, you got two guys that are going to battle each other for the Cy Young, or at least be in the mix. Two good starts for Burnsy. So he goes along, six innings, one-hit baseball. He's got an ERA under one for the season in the two starts. And he mentioned after the game, he said, I lost my legs. You may have seen it in the sixth. And so problem number one, let's just go through all the problems with the Brewer game yesterday. Problem number one. Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff both have to be removed earlier than their pitch count maybe would indicate. We want to see these guys. The standard pitch count now is 100. You get to 100, then you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Woody had 70-some the other day, 74 off the top of my head, 86 for Burnes yesterday. You think they both maybe had one more inning? Not the case. Woodruff said he was fatigued a little bit. Burnes, the same thing. Even still, if there's going to be any sign of that, come September, they're still going to pitch another inning. Come August, they're going to pitch another inning. Playoffs, they'd pitch another inning. Teams are going to be cautious much more cautious with their pitchers. And I'm trying to totally wrap my head around it, because all that they talked about in spring was going from 162 games to 60 to 162. And I keep hearing these guys talk, and they're acting like, you know, in college, you play 25 games, and then you go to the pros for basketball, and you play 82, and every rookie looks so good for 2 months, and then come January, he hits a rookie wall, because he's like, oh my God, the season's three times as long.
Yeah.
And he's used to playing a 20-game season, high school, college.
Right.
Then he gets to the pros, and it's so long. We're acting like these pitchers have never pitched a full season before. And I'm not a pitcher, so I don't know what it takes like to get built up. It's just, it's hard for me to wrap my head around. 4 years ago, Woody can go a full season. 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Last year it's shorter, and now this year they have to like start from scratch.
Yeah, because isn't that crazy though? But yeah, man, that's what taking that full year off, and that's pretty much what it was. I mean, that 60 game season.
So I get it, I understand it, but it's still hard for me to wrap my head around that. And then so I don't like it.
No, I mean, yeah, I started the show and I said, damn, I wish Burns could have went out there another inning. But still, then I mean, are they scoring runs though? That was the other thing.
All right, issue number two.
Yeah.
Burns gets out. Well, what kind of run support did you give Corbin Burns? He had one run, and thank God Keston Hira finally got a hit, although it was more of a error than a hit. But
yeah, we'll take it though.
He will take it. So he was 1-for-4 last night. He's batting 43, not 430. He's batting 43 on the season, but he does get a hit. But the run support needs to be there. And with Corbin Burns, you told me this the other day. We texted about this the other day, and you said Corbin Burns is amazing. I said, dude, right now it looks all of a sudden like Corbin Burns is going to be so good, but he's going to lose these games. He's either going to like walk a guy and give up a fluke home run, or there's going to be no run support. And so far through two games, that's what's happened. Now, Burns, after the game, said, hey, you know, it's baseball, LOL, what can you do? And I think he's just saying the right things there, but there's no run support with this team right now, so that's another problem. Next problem, Colton Wong got hurt. Colton Wong got hurt. It had looked like there was a double switch, but there was not. Daniel Robertson. My friend told me it was Robinson. He was wrong.
Yeah.
Daniel Robertson comes in for Colton Wong, and we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And Wong's been dealing with an oblique issue. I guess it flared up again. They may have to put him on the injured list. They're going to see how he feels today. No game today, and then they play, of course, tomorrow and Sunday. Wong
like
in a
that.
Very I don't either.
And that's not just there's multiple teams with that kind of schedule. Why is that?
They're protecting opening day.
Okay. I thought this was a COVID.
Which makes sense.
I thought this was a COVID thing, and it was like,
No, it makes sense in St. Louis, cuz if it rained yesterday.
I thought they did the studies and it showed COVID passes more freely on Fridays.
On Fridays?
Yeah.
But the Brewers, they didn't play last Friday. That didn't need to happen. They have a roof.
Right.
But anyway, that's how they're starting the season. So it's two straight Fridays now to start the season with no Brewers baseball. It is weird. But Wong goes out, Robertson comes in. Robertson comes in and slips a little bit on the wet infield and then is indecisive, and a run scores when there could have been maybe a double play. The whole thing's a mess. So Robertson makes a bad play in the infield. Now Wong's hurt. And you traded Arcia, and this always happens in baseball. You do one thing, you think you have depth, and then the next day you don't. If Wong's going to miss time, you can't move Urias to second, where he's played, because he needs to play short now. Do you move here at a second? I actually don't want that. If you're going to play him at first, you got to play him at first. Don't move him back to second, the first sign of trouble. So now who's going to play second? They signed D. Strange Gordon, who you may just know as D. Gordon, but he added his mother's maiden name back to his name.
Yeah.
So they signed him to a minor league deal before the game. So now this depth with the infield has evaporated if Wong's hurt for an extended time. So that's another problem. Then Drew Rasmussen comes in. He's supposed to be, you know, amazing. Him and Justin Topo were the new young kids on the block last year, and he's supposed to be amazing. And he gives up a meatball to Arenado, who was 0-for-3 beforehand. And then what a great moment for Cardinals fans. opening day. We got our new toy. The Rockies are paying for him. He hits the game-winning home run. So you've got the offense was bad. The bullpen was bad. You've got injuries. The only good thing yesterday was Corbin Burns was amazing. And everything else is just like it's...
Travis Shaw.
Oh, yeah. Travis Shaw was 3-for-4. So, again, we're at this point where they've played 7 games. And when they were 1-3, people were like, oh, my God, what's happening? Andy Haynes, fire him. They're not going to do that. Now they're 3-4. It's not the worst spot to be in the world. It's huh. 1 week into baseball. But I think what is frustrating about watching the Brewers is the same problems that have always happened are still happening. You've got the pitching, but then the hitting's not there. Later in the season, the hitting will be there, and then the pitching won't be there. It's the Brewers between the bullpen and the starters and the hitters. It seems like even in this run, this possible golden age of Brewers baseball, it seems like none of those three things, they're never all good at the same time. And I think that's been frustrating for people.
Okay, so and I picked the Brewers to win the NL Central, and I do think that they, and I still think they will. I'm not like walking that back or anything. I don't know though. The Reds are probably going to be the team to beat, which really sucks because I didn't think that they were even going to win 90, or I didn't even think they were going to win 80 games this year. But
they're the only team scoring in the division.
Yeah, maybe we overrated this team a little bit though.
Oh, I don't want to. I'm not yet. Too early. Too early.
No. Like I said, I still think they can win the Central. I think that they need a couple moves if they're going to be actual postseason contenders. I think there's a couple moves. They need another bat. It isn't pitching this year. They don't need another pitcher. They need a bat.
414-799-1250. Birdman says, at some point, guys, this is going to be flipped. The starters won't be able to get past 5 innings, and the bullpen will be stellar. Right now, it's the opposite. It happens every year. That tweet coming in, 12:50 a.m., the fan. Yeah. Brewers fan says, you could see the Brewers loss coming. Start the game, leave the bases loaded. The bats, again, overall silent. As soon as Burns was pulled, I basically said, I'm sure they're going to blow it. Bullpen's not good. Positive Burns seriously has to be considered top 5 pitcher in the NL.
Yeah.
Bart, if you do read this tweet, make sure that you have any semblance of the English language, because the way that you've read this tweet so far, it seems like you have discovered words for the first time. Really, really an awful job reading by me. I mean, just a word salad there. I could not toss.
I was following along. I didn't even notice anything until you said it. What did you do?
It was just one of the worst reading performances I've had in a long, long time. 414-799-1250. So we'll talk Brewers. We'll talk Bucks with you. Middleton was 6-27.
Oh, you see who's waiting up for you on the phone lines right now. Is that why you bring up Middleton?
Well, who do we got on the phone lines? Oh, it's Ram.
Regulator Mono.
All right, Ram. We got to take a quick timeout.
And then we're coming to you. Hey, Ram, I got you. Yeah, hey, we cast of thousands. We got Ram on hold.
We got Ram.
Stick around.
If you're on hold, stay there. We got Prince Philip passed away. I feel like I got to mention that.
I can't believe he made it to 99 years
99.
Old.
99.
Who is he? I saw that. Is that the guy that was in the memes? The old day he was looking real old, like in the car?
Oh, it's Queen Elizabeth's husband.
I don't like that family. Like, rest in peace to him and all. But aren't they the ones that are like trying to shame my girl Meghan Markle from Suits?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm Team Markle, or is it Merkel? My buddy was telling me it was Merkel.
No, you're thinking of Angela Merkel.
Oh. I'm going to be honest, Chancellor. Actually. I don't care about any of this. I need my man Aaron Rodgers out of this celebrity smut fest, though. That's what I need.
414-799-1250.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with
414-799-1250.
If Ram answers this trivia question, he gets this as his theme music. If he gets it wrong, he goes back to Ram it. Ram, name this movie soundtrack.
Name this who?
Movie soundtrack. Regulators, name the movie. V features Hoops.
Movie soundtrack.
Yep. I'll even give you one cast member. Tupac Shakur is in this movie. I'll even give you a quote from the movie. It's a damn shame what happened to Flip.
Above the law?
No, close though. I'm going to give it to you because it was above the rim.
Above the law
was Steven Seagal, I believe. Oh, so that's why I'm going to give it to you, because you just reminded me I got to show my kid Steven Seagal tonight. He'll get a kick out of that.
Classic.
I one time saw some guy pull a pistol on Steven Seagal. He grabbed the pistol, broke the guy's arm off, beat him with his own arm, and then shoved the pistol down his throat.
I have all his movies.
Let me let's say there's a first time listener right now. Let me reacquaint people to Ram.
Yes.
Ram, longtime caller.
Paint the visual.
Longtime friend of station. Longtime friend of show. We've had our disagreements, you would say. And Ram's been so anti-Middleton, really anti-Bucks ever having any success. He wants more shooters. Guy used to coach AAU back in the day. This guy knows basketball. Coach PJ Tucker randomly one summer, he says. And it's to the point now where Ram is, you know, you've taken on this larger-than-life persona where when people watch a game and they see Middleton struggle, they think of Ram. And Ram gets mentioned of all the callers that we have, and we've got a great slew of regulars. We've got a great slew of first-timers. Who knows? You could be out there, have never called. You could be the next superstar caller. But of all the callers, nobody gets brought up. When you're not even, like, Ram, we may not hear from Ram for 2 weeks. Yet still, his name is mentioned every day because you're always top of mind with people. Ram, that's the introduction. Good morning.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the introduction. Maybe get some applause in the background.
I got it for you. Ram.
I have a pet peeve with Ryan, though.
Uh-oh.
About Victor Oladipo.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
He scored 18 points last night.
And then he got hurt, though.
Yeah, well, Dwayne Wade had a knee problem, too.
Ram, I love you, man, but we can't compare Oladipo to Dwayne Wade.
I'm just saying. I think he's a solid player, and I think he's found a good home.
The other thing with Ram that I want to introduce people for is that if I'm not here for a day and someone else is hosting, could be you, could be somebody else, Horvat,
yeah,
I'll tune in at a given time. It could be 6:30, it could be 8. I don't listen that long, but I just like to tune in, see what your boys are up to.
You're like my dad when he would go out of town, and he wouldn't tell me when he was coming back because he knew I would have a party, and he'd want to drop in.
Yeah, I just like to drop in random times. Could be 9:50, could be 6:30, could be 7:10.
Yeah.
Every time I drop in, no matter the time, Ram's always there on the air.
You know,
it's fucking insane.
I have another pet peeve, Bart and Ryan.
Uh-oh. What?
It's Craig Kishon and Novak and Marcus Johnson. They seem like they have a cape and try to protect Middleton all the time. And I really love Marcus. But sometimes you just got to call it for what it is.
Nobody does that better than Marcus.
Oh, my God. And I like Marcus. But what's his name? Novak, he got the cape on for Middleton, too.
Yeah, Novak really, he really doesn't want to say anything bad about anybody.
But they can't. That's every
broadcast. But
Marcus
does critique.
Because
he does do a good job.
Yeah, he can. No offense to Steve. Like, if Steve says, oh, this guy, if Middleton needs to play better, I'd be like, oh, okay, Steve. But if Marcus says it, you know, that was Marcus, you know? Like, no offense to Novak. Great shooter, but he wasn't exactly.
Bart, Ryan, 6-for-27.
Very bad.
Awful.
Very, very bad.
His handles are just as bad.
So you didn't try to go to the rack to get fouled. You didn't shoot. He's out there shooting like he's Klay Thompson. No, you're not that. No, you're not. Chris, that's not you.
But he only took 4 threes.
Well, he hit 2 of 4, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, but if you take 20, if you see Middleton took 27 shots, you're like, well, he took at least 8, 9, 10 threes.
That's the thing. He was getting to his spots, man. He likes those mid-range J's. You know what is? You know what's even more frustrating than the shooting is the fact that he can't handle the ball.
Face him and shadowing him, and I'll tell people he cannot get his shot off when that happens. To be an elite player, when you're talking about the Bookers, the Bradley Beals, the Clay, you able in an ISO situation, you can score, at least get to the free throw line. And I keep telling people, as you see, that's not Chris. But he's being paid like a max player.
Yeah.
He's being paid. So that's a problem. Now, I'm saying now three-team trade,
let's get DeRozan up in here, put him in the backcourt with Drew, and then I think we'd be able to deal with the Nets. Because if you can't get scoring other than Giannis, where's the scoring going to come from?
So you want to do the league's first ever post-deadline three-team trade?
Yeah, we got to do a post-deadline three-team trade. Yeah, we got to do that, you know.
Okay.
Because, like I said, when he has big scoring games, it's normally against sub-500 teams and lottery teams. And when you say that you are an NBA All-Star, that means you are a dominant player. You can take over a game. And you have to show me, other than one playoff game, where that's happened against a, what we say in the NCAA, a quality opponent. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I love Chris. I can't defend him.
For a long time, going back to the Nelson years, when Nelson was coaching Marcus. So I've been around a while. So I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm saying this. And it's like whoever signed off on that contract, now it's in their lap. It's in their lap. Whoever signed off on it, everybody can see this now. It's not just me. I might get some people calling and disagree, but the numbers don't lie for all these metrics people that's out here. And Ryan, he was a minus 24. You know, I'm not even in the metrics.
Oh, Middleton? Yeah, I mean, he's this has been 8 weeks now that I really haven't been very impressed with.
Okay, I got something I'm going to say to you guys.
I don't think he knows how to play with Drew on the floor.
You're not going
to
like this. You're not going to like this. But
have you guys thought about that?
A temporary Band-Aid solution would be start Portis, bring Middleton off the bench.
Well, they're not going to do that.
They will never do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I do like Portis in the starting lineup, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. Because I think he would play better with the second unit.
Hey, I'll tell you this, Ram, man. If there is a trade out there, if for some reason somebody in Phoenix or somebody in Denver loses their mind and they want to trade a Devin Booker or a Jamal Murray for Chris Middleton,
Ryan, stop it.
I'm with you.
Stop it.
Why?
That's not a straight up trade.
DeMar DeRozan? I don't know about that. I think it's the same. I don't think that gets you past the Nets, though.
Because the Bucks have to give up probably their first round pick or another player.
Well, they just traded their picks for the next 14 years, unfortunately.
I know, Bart. That's what I'm saying. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Thanks,
are we
Ram.
Gonna struggle with this?
Ram, call us Monday.
See you, Ram.
All right, man.
Call us in the 9 hour. I don't care.
Back up, because it's on. Is this edited?
It's clean.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
But Nate Dogg and the G Child,
what do they say?
In need of something.
Hookers?
One of them things is hell. Say, ooh. Yeah, I guess there is really no swearing. I don't know.
Trust me, I did the lyrics.
Say, my car's broke down and you seem real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real sweet.
I mean, when I was 12 years old listening to this on the top 9 on 9 at WIXX in Green Bay, they edited out like ass and hookers.
Well, Jesus. If you smoke like I smoke, then you like every day.
They edited out Nate Dogg about to make some bodies turn cold.
And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Ooh, they edited good. Out all the references to
rest in peace, by the way.
Guns.
Yeah, yeah. I call them Gats anyway. All right, let's just do no more to get us in trouble today. We're almost at the weekend.
The rhythm is the bass, and the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we breathe. Melody. What a great song.
What a great song. Yeah. Tony's in Texas. Tony, did you go last night?
Yeah, Bart, you talked me into it. I knew I shouldn't have, but I still had fun. Still
you hung over?
Get out and go to a game. But, you know, Rams lost his street cred. He doesn't even know Above the Rim soundtrack, Nate Dogg, and Warren G. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, and DMX. But
is he dead, yeah, though?
DMX is not dead yet.
I'm confused here. I think he's on life support still. But, Tony, everybody announced he was dead. And that's the internet, man. That freaking social media. Gotta hate it. I hate social media so much. Have I mentioned that in the last 3 weeks?
Prince Philip's dead.
Yeah, now he is. Now, I think he actually died 13 years ago. They just didn't have the heart to tell the family.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that one. Let's start the show again.
So I did stop at Nobu before the game, and it's connected to the Bucks hotel. And this is no joke. I saw Chris walking around the lobby. I was going to say something to him. I felt bad he had a bad game. It was just like seems like such a nice guy. And I saw the Bucks shooting coach, but I didn't have anything positive to say to him, so I kind of stayed away. But I think he wanted to get into a conversation because I was wearing my Bucks hoodie. But that was a brutal game in the fourth quarter. And this is where I actually agree with Ram. They need to get a talent upgrade with the second, you know, our the wingman to Giannis. And where the Bucks made their mistakes is they stayed internal. They could have gotten Jimmy Butler. They could have probably traded for James Harden. They stayed conservative. And, you know,
I want Kyrie.
Where they are. They're stuck with Chris. Chris isn't going anywhere.
I want Kyrie. I think Kyrie is one of the best dudes in league history. Do you guys see that viral video? Probably not, because he doesn't have to promote that he does this kind of stuff. Where that kid was selling chocolate bars, and he just walked up to him in Chicago and just gave him a stack of bills and said, go give this to your family. Then another kid was crying, and he got off the bus to go greet him. What a guy. But we freak out because he carries a walking stick and because he, you know, has different opinions on the shape of the earth. Anyway, that's who I want, Tony. I think they're stuck with Middleton, like you just said, though. But like, and I think Middleton, the other thing, I love Middleton. I'll defend him to the death. But do you agree with what I'm saying with the fit with Drew? Doesn't it seem like he doesn't know how to play when Drew's on the floor? Like Giannis and Drew are great together. I think Middleton's like, where do I fit in?
Yeah. Remember when, not to compare him to D-Wade and LeBron, kind of like when LeBron's first year, they didn't really know what to do. You know, each, with like, hey, it's Chris's team or is it Drew's team when Giannis is out? And yeah, I see that too, Ryan.
And then like, I also feel like the problem with Chris is, and I mean, it's just, look at his age. He's hit his ceiling, so this is kind of what we're going to get. And nothing, like, I don't know why we expected anything really to change. Like, we knew when they committed to him, he was never going to be a guy that every single night is going to go out there and give you 33 on 11 of 17 shooting. He's going to do that, but then he's going to have these, man, these stretches where he's, what was he last night, Bart? 6 of 27?
I mean, when he's 4 of 16,
in the NBA,
that's
though,
one thing.
You make a great point.
You're 6 for 27. It's gross.
And I know that he likes the mid-range Jays and he likes to get to his spots, Tony, but like Bart makes a great point. He goes 2 of 4 from 3. So you think, okay. And then you look, how do you go in today's NBA? I get how this would happen in 1996. But how do you go 2 of 4 from 3 and 6 of 27 from the floor in today's NBA?
Yeah. That makes no sense. Hey, I got even a better statistic. Check out Pat Connaughton's plus minus from yesterday. I know Bart loves that stat.
Check out Pat Connaughton leave his feet every time anybody shot fakes. And somebody, I saw a great tweet last night.
He was the only, $2 were in plus, he was plus 13.
Yeah.
Thanasis was plus 4. Dude, Thanasis is good. Sorry.
I like Thanasis a lot more than I like Pat, but.
And he, like, Luka wanted to murder him. He was, like, Luka wanted to murder Thanasis. Dude, Luka needs to. I love Thanasis. I want to like Luka, but dude needs to calm down.
He cries a lot.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He does.
By the Mavs Stadium, they now have a Dirk Nowitzki way, and I tweeted out that's the third best draft pick the Bucks ever had.
Dirk. And so true, too. Really is. Oh, really quick, back to Connaughton. Why does he leave? Why doesn't Bud, because Bud loves him, you know, why doesn't he ever just say, hey, dude, stop leaving your feet on every shot fake? Somebody made a great point, like when I tweeted that out last night and said it's not even a shot fake anymore. Guys just hesitate a little bit and they just wait for him to fly by. It's ridiculous. You guys know what I'm talking about, though? Everybody in the league does it. I tweeted about it, and in college basketball. It's gotten ridiculous. Every team in the league needs Jay Wright to come into their training camp and teach them what they do at Villanova. Footwork, man. I am so sick of watching Connaughton, though. And, you know, every once in a while he'll block a shot. I get it. But come on now. Every shot fake, he goes flying in the air, like into the bench. And then it's – I don't get it. I don't get the love – I don't get the obsession with Pat Connaughton.
Yeah.
Just like I didn't, you know, with Ersan. But at least Ersan would take a charge.
Yeah, that's coaching. Like you said, maybe Ram needs to join the Bucks coaching staff and teach Pat to stay on the ground and just put your hands up in the air instead of jumping around like a gazelle. But I agree, Ryan. And some of the bad habits the Bucks are having, they haven't improved the last 3 years. And the talent in the East has gotten better. So I don't see us getting out of the second round. It just really kind of sucks. So,
well, thanks for the optimism, Tony.
Well, anyway, guys. Hey, we got the Brewers, right?
We got the Masters.
Yeah, I got the Masters. Thanks, Tony. 414-799-1250.
Got WrestleMania.
414, we do. We'll preview WrestleMania, people. Forget it. 8:30 today with Dave Hero.
Which is good. I got a couple questions for him that I want to ask.
Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. He's in Tampa for the event. We will talk to him coming up. 414-799-1250. Coach Mike Budenholzer says this tough stretch without Giannis, they need to embrace it.
you know, the guys are getting more opportunities. There's a little bit more of a load, you know, on both Drew and Chris. And, you know, so I think they're learning, you know, to take that. And we just, you know, we didn't make enough shots tonight. You know, Chris, Drew didn't make enough shots. In general, we didn't make enough shots. But, you know, like I said, I think, you know, we're getting better. We'll learn from these things. And playing without Giannis, we're, you know, he can't play 48 minutes. So I think there's going to be good stretches for us, you know, when Giannis doesn't play. And we'll grow from these experiences playing without him.
Okay, well, I mean, that's an optimistic way to look at it. Coach Mike Budenholzer talking some Milwaukee hoops here, brought to you by our friends at Schneider. Now hiring drivers for more than 80 years, they've been getting it done. Go to schneiderjobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. You are losing more games on the net. I tried to make a big deal about the NBA standings a couple of days ago and that the Bucks need the one seed, and it doesn't look like it's happening. Right now, the Nets have the one seed, 36-16. Sixers are a half game behind them. The Bucks are 3.5 behind the Nets in the one seed. And then whoever's going to be the four, whether it's the Hornets, Hawks, Heat, Bucks have like 6 games of separation there. So you play this out, unless the Nets start really losing and the Bucks get on a winning streak here, they've now lost 2 in a row, both without Giannis, they're going to be the 3 seed. You play this out, it could be the Nets or Sixers, the 1-2, and then the Bucks are going to be the 3, which means, you know, round one, you're going to play the Heat or Celtics or Hawks, and that might be a closer series than it should be. And then you get past round one, and then you're playing the Sixers or the Nets.
Yeah.
Instead of what you would prefer, first round, play the Knicks or the Pacers, the Bulls. Second round, play the Hornets or Hawks. And then you face the Nets or Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bucks are a team that should go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They've been on this progression. They hit a speed bump there in the bubble last year. But you've got Giannis. You've got Middleton, who is a 2-time All-Star. 6-for-27, be damned. And now Drew Holiday. This team is good enough to go to at least... I mean, Eastern Conference Finals should be the minimum of what we expect for this team. But the way the playoffs are going to line up, if they stay in this 3 spot, series 1 against the Heat, let's say it's 3-6, Bucks Heat, you're going to have a lot of people taking the Heat in that series, I'm sorry to tell you.
Hey, you bring up, and I know it was a pun, but you know, taking the Heat, would you give the Bucks? Would you make them the favorites in a 7-game series against the, like, I want to ask you how important coaching is to you and how you know, important better coaching would be for you. Let's say Eric Spoelstra was the head coach of the Bucks. Would you favorite them in a 7-game series against the Nets or against Philadelphia? Like, is Bud the problem? Because, you know, you just brought up all the guys. And with Drew, with Middleton, and with Giannis, is the roster, is the team good enough? Is it just the coaching, the adjustments that need to be made? Like, would you feel better?
Well, the Nets, I'd feel better.
Okay, but...
Nets, I think, are just too good. I think Kyrie and Harden and Durant, doesn't matter who's coaching that team.
No, I mean, yeah, who is coaching that team? Steve Nash? Jock Vaughn?
I don't think it matters. I think...
D'Antoni?
Any coach. Give them Phil Jackson. I hate to say it, but give me the Nets.
Okay.
Talent's going to win over whoever's coaching the Bucks. The Sixers, I think the Bucks can beat the Sixers regardless, but it's going to go 7. You give him any other coach, yeah, then it's 5 or 6.
Man, you know what? I've been saying that, like, for 4 years, the Sixers. I'm not 100% confident that the Bucks would beat the Sixers in a 7-game series.
No, I wouldn't put my confidence level at 100%. And maybe come the playoff series, if they do play each other, maybe.
But I'd rather see
that. Change my mind. Oh, I'd much rather see
that.
I think the Nets are winning the East. I've been consistent on that. I mean, it could change, but I can't see them getting past... Can't see them getting past Durant, Kyrie, and Harden. I think it's too much.
I agree. I keep trying to concentrate on the show. I don't know how many... I also run the social media account in the morning, and this picture of this guy at this Man United game, naked, getting arrested, just keeps popping up, and it just keeps throwing me off.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
He looks like Colin Kaepernick a little bit.
Great. I have no idea what you're referencing, so I will take a break to look that up. And
have had to have seen this photo.
I don't know what you're talking about. What you're seeing on Twitter?
Oh my, it's been everywhere for like the last 48 hours. This guy got arrested at a soccer match. Butt naked.
Manchester United?
Yeah, it was a Man United. Who the hell were they playing? Granada? My buddy was telling me it was Grenada.
No, you're not making any sense.
Police have confirmed the man who ran onto the pitch naked during the Man United game snuck into the stadium at 7. Go to ESPN UK. You've had to have seen this. Everybody has seen this.
You have to have seen this. Go to ESPN UK.
Well, that's where I just saw it recently because one of our sister stations retweeted it. I don't know why it's such a huge deal. A guy was naked. There's streakers at like every soccer match, isn't there? Always naked dudes just running around.
Okay, I see him now.
Yeah. How have you not? You haven't seen this? I figured you'd be all over this.
Yeah, he does kind of look like Cap.
A little bit, right? Yeah, he does. And that's why I had to do a double take. Because I keep thinking it is him. And I was like, what is going on here? Oh, no. All just right. A man that ran naked onto a
Oh, yeah, now there's video. Now I see his wiener. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran out of the stadium as being chased by the police.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good use of our time. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, plenty more from you guys coming up, 1250 AM, The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.